You'd also be reading the Chicago Sun-Times, where Patrick Finley covers the Chicago Bears, and he's joining us now on 720 WGN. Patrick, thanks for the time as always, my friend. We are, of course, having the quarterback debate. What do you think the Bears should do in Week 3? Where are you sitting on this, Patrick Finley?
What do you think I should? What do I think they should do, or what do I think they will do? Because I think those are two completely different things. You know, if they don't see what Trubisky can do with the first team on Sunday, they will never see it. This is the last chance for him to play alongside teammates that will actually make the ball club. If they run Glennon out there for 2.5 quarters, which is what I suspect will happen, Trubisky, even in the best case scenario, gets to see the end of the third and all of the fourth, which is exactly what happened last night. I don't think the Bears are as curious to see what he can do with the first team as the rest of us are. Let's put it that way.
Patrick, when you think about this, and you look at what Ryan Pace and how they set it out, we were there that day, you know, when training camp started, and listened to Ryan Pace talk about the plan and that, you know, Glennon is a starter, but I mean, he probably wasn't hoping for this. He was hoping for that, you know, Trubisky would come out and have his a learning curve, not come out like he did in that first game. And now you have a situation where it comes down to which guy's going to help your team play the best and give your chance to win. And if that's the case, do you see him flipping this thing and saying, listen, we're going with the rookie?
No. I think that the guy they believe right now gives them the best chance to win in week one is Mike Glennon. Everything that we've seen, in game action, you know, kind of shows what their thinking is. I mean, they kept Glennon out there until he did something good. And then when you wanted to talk to the Bears after the game about Glennon's interception, all they wanted to do was talk about how he responded to it and went out there and played well. You know, with Trubisky, you send him out with a backup offensive line. He takes a couple of really scary hits. And then, I mean, that's what concerns me more than anything else was, you know, he got torn down by his face mask. He got hit low on a screen. He got sacked. I mean, he got roughed up, and he's playing behind five offensive linemen who may all be unemployed in 3 weeks. Safety is a very, very, very important thing for the number two overall pick, and he had trouble staying upright yesterday. So my guess is that they want to see Glennon play almost three quarters, and if that's what happens against the Titans, then we will go the whole preseason, more or less, without seeing Trubisky play with first-team guys.
God, that would be unbelievably stupid. Patrick, let's talk about their performances a little bit last night. I thought Glennon did look better than game one, but still just sort of slow and sluggish. He had that horrible interception. I thought Trubisky looked poised under pressure, which I think was one of the main areas a lot of us wanted to see, is how he responded to pressure. So what was your thoughts on how both of them played last night?
Well, first with Trubisky, you know, he dropped back a lot more than he did in that first game. It wasn't all rollouts, which is, what we saw against the Broncos. I like him better on the run. I think everybody does. But it's part of his growth. Dow Loggins put, you know, those dropbacks in to see how he could do with them. And, you know, his numbers looked really good. I mean, his passer rating was like 130, which, by the way, should tell you all you need to know about passer rating being a silly stat. But he... I don't think he looked as good as he did before. Part of that is he needs to figure out kind of when to keep his eyes downfield and when to be looking at the oncoming pass rusher when he is in that pocket. He's a lot better at that when he is out running. And as for Glennon, I mean, they gave him easy throws. They really tried to build up his confidence early in the game. And then, you know, he throws that pick and you go, oh, here we go again. He had a short field on the touchdown. He went up against the Cardinals' second teamers. These are things that we need to consider when we talk about how he bounced back so valiantly. But, you know, he's not there yet. And, you know, what you have to wonder with the Bears is, are they sitting there thinking that Glennon, you know, will sharpen into focus in game three and that there's a lot more there to be seen? You have to think that that's their thinking right now because, you know, everything that they've done, like I said, the way that they distributed playing time last night leads you to think that they're not incredibly interested in Mitch Trubisky playing with the first team.
All right, outside the quarterback position, they ran the ball pretty well last night, and there's a ton of depth at the running back position. Jeremy Langford didn't make the trip. And remember, just a year ago, he was the Bears' starting running back. Patrick, is he going to get cut? Mm-hmm. Because I don't really see how he fits into this. Benny Cunningham looked good in special teams. You got Jordan Howard. Tariq Cohen looks good. And Kadeem Carey's a special team guy. Jeremy Langford, your game one starter from last year, may not make this roster. You think he's going to get cut?
What's the saying, JP? What is it? You can't make the club from the tub, something like that?
Hey, man. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, we're going to need to start seeing him and seeing him soon. Tariq Cohen, I think, is proving that he can run between the tackles. That's something that's really fun to see. And if he can do that, I think he fills the role that they thought Jeremy Langford would provide for them. To me, the big debate, you know, presuming that you like Benning Cunningham as a returner, and if you don't like him as a returner, there's no reason for him to be on your roster. But presuming you like him, I think it comes down to Carey and Langford. You know, Carey is a try-hard running back in practice. He's a try-hard running back in the preseason. It's fun to watch him run. But, you know, the way he's going to make this team is that Jeff Rogers remains comfortable with him on special teams. He got a lot better last year. He admittedly actually started liking special teams a little bit, which is something that players don't do in their first year or two. As for whether Langford makes the team, I'm not ready to say that he won't. But, you know, 3 weeks before their opener, I don't think the chances look very good. And that is a dramatic turn from the starter last year.
Patrick, you look at this defense, and that's what I had my eyes on last night, watching this defense with, you know, five potential starters not in the lineup last night, and the way that they were able to get pressure. And one of the guys that's been jumping out to me, because he's making plays in the backfield behind the line of scrimmage, is Jonathan Bullard. He has stepped up to me. This is going to be a show-me year for him. And another guy that just looks like he's going to be a star, he's a making of an all-pro to me, is Leonard Floyd as well. He has gotten so much better. What do you see both of these guys being able to do? And it's really good to see young guys taking that next step in their career with this Bears team.
I would be surprised if Leonard Floyd wasn't a Pro Bowl player this year. That's saying something, you know, provided that he stays healthy, and that is a big if. This is a guy that had to kind of relearn how to tackle in the offseason. And, you know, he had these two concussions, and that's no laughing matter, and this is a serious thing. But if he's got that figured out, I think he will be spectacular. You know, Bullard might be the answer that they've been looking for at defensive end. You know, they thought that Jay Howard could do it. Howard is still dealing with some hip issues. Bullard looked really good last night before he had a glute issue that knocked him out of the game. You know, sometimes the biggest leap you make is between that first and second year in the pros, when you've got the full offseason to train with the team, when you know the playbook, all that sort of stuff. You know, Bullard looked like a major disappointment halfway through last year. You know, he was a healthy scratch, and now he's looking like the player the Bears were hoping that he would become. You know, as for the defense, you know, if the Bears are going to lean on their defense, I think they have to be pretty happy with what they've seen in the preseason. And I think that also ties in to the Glennon thing. Is, you know, Glennon's thrown two pretty bad interceptions in this preseason. But all in all, if they think that Glennon will be safer with the football than Trubisky will be once the season starts, maybe that's how they project that they'll win games. Try and have a great defense, hand the ball off, and hope that Glennon doesn't make a giant mistake the way the old quarterback used to.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear that the Bears are going to be very conservative offensive this year. Patrick Finley from the Chicago Sun-Times covering the Bears with us here on 720 WGN. Patrick, what do you got on Kyle Long? Because I'm beginning to wonder if we're not going to see Kyle Long for a while this year, not just week one. I know that I'm probably getting ahead of myself, but just does not sound good, look good, hear good, any of it with Kyle Long.
No, it doesn't. You know, I wasn't surprised that Kyle didn't make the trip. You know, there's no reason for him to if he's not going to play. You know, the Bears have said since the get-go that, you know, their target date for him was week one of the regular season, not the preseason. And here's why I would share your concern there about Long. You know, Cody Whitehair moved over from center to guard last night, and they put Jonas Grisou at center. You don't make two moves like that, you know, if you're just kind of doing a stopgap thing. I don't believe that the Bears are convinced that Long is in trouble or, you know, that he won't hit that deadline quite yet, but it's obviously coming a little slower than they'd like. And you know, they have a contingency plan, and it looks like that contingency has Grisou playing center and Whitehair having to play a position that he, you know, hadn't played since last preseason.
Kevin White caught two passes for a whopping 2 yards on three targets last night. He's pretty much next to non-existent. What did you see from him, and is he ever going to catch on in the NFL and just be out there and make an impact?
I don't know. You know, I think anybody who claims that they know is lying at this point. He's played 4 games in 2 years. You know, the games he did play, the Bears like to say that he was their He led the team in catches when he got hurt last year, and maybe that's true. But there wasn't, you know, the separation that you were looking for, I think, when he was out there. I think it's unfair to judge him now, because when you look around this passing offense, I don't think anybody looks very good. I think that some of that's a function of bringing in all these new receivers and all these new quarterbacks and expecting them to gel right away. You know, I think at the end of the day, he's going to be their second leading wide receiver behind Cam Meredith. I don't think that it's going to be a precipitous fall for him. But, you know, the Bears offense clearly isn't clicking in the air right now. And, you know, I don't know whether we blame Kevin White. You know, it's obviously not all Kevin White's fault, but do we blame Kevin White? Do we blame the quarterback? Do we just figure that they need some time together before they can get it moving? And I think, you know, the answer is probably a little bit of all three there.
Patrick, great stuff. We love you. We love your coverage. We love the Bears.
Oh, I love you guys, too. Oh, come on.
Thank you, sir.
Talk to you soon, Patrick. Thanks, man.
Bye. Have a good one.